Randy Randy, America's favorite private detective. Unlucky in love and crime, he swings both ways and misses every time.
She dripped into the room like a leaky faucet and boozed right over to the bar. With legs up to her eyes and eyes down to her legs, it was anyone's guess whether she was more brains or beauty. As she orders from the bartender, I lean in closer, thinking maybe my night just got a little more interesting.
I haven't eaten in 15 years. I've got time to make up for.
The bartender grins like the day after Christmas morning as she orders a hot pork sandwich on sourdough. Nothing else. He walks away and I make my move. Not much if you haven't had a meal in 15 years. She doesn't hear me. I repeat myself, but louder. Not much if you haven't had a meal in 15 years. She turns to look at me.
What?
I say. Not much if you haven't had a meal in 15 years.
3 tries and you couldn't come up with a better line?
Honey, I've had 32 years to come up with a better line. Hasn't helped.
I'd have guessed 52.
I open my mouth to respond, but it's too late. The bartender's returned. He sets down her hot pork sandwich, and she's on it like a lion on a gazelle. A gazelle made of hot pork and sourdough. If there's one thing I know, there's no getting between a girl and her sandwich. I turn to the bartender, hoping for more fruitful interaction. Come here often? He doesn't hear me. I repeat myself, but louder. Come here often?
What?
I say. Come here often? Looks like the only underpants I'll be removing tonight will be my own. Three whiskeys later and I'm bouncing my way out the door and onto the sidewalk. No new friends tonight, but that's Los Angeles for ya. It's a tough city to crack. I step into a pile of shit. Dog or human? I don't know and I don't care. I'm in my city and this is nothing new. As I pause to shake shit off my shoe on Sunset Boulevard, Miss Legs leaves the bar and spots me, using her namesake to walk over. I scrape my foot back and forth and smile to show I'm open to a conversation.
I'm not much for playing the damsel in distress, but I am a dame.
And let me guess, you're in distress.
I've been paying my own bills since I was 16 and finishing my own sentences since I was 2.
I put up my hands as an apology. I'll have to be careful with this one. She's the kind that smells bullshit from a mile away. I'll have to be careful with you. You're the kind that smells bullshit from a mile away.
Meet me at that diner across the street when you're done here. I have some business to discuss with you.
Nothing sticks quite like shit on the bottom of a shoe. Nothing. Except a dame on the brain, that is. It takes 10 minutes to get to the diner, as if the crosswalk on Sunset knows my fate waits on the other side and is giving me a chance to walk away. But fate should know that someone like me is always in too deep before the pools even open for summer. She's already at a booth in the back, sucking down a milkshake and chewing on fries. I scrunch into the vinyl seat across from her, wearing my best smile.
I'm not one to beat around the bush, so I'll get straight to the point. My husband was murdered 15 years ago, and I was just released from prison for the crime.
So what's the rub?
The rub is I didn't do it, and I want to know who did. The cops won't listen. As far as they're concerned, the case is closed. I need to hire a private detective, and the bartender said that's your game.
I pause, wishing I had a cigarette to take a drag on. I've been divorced, so I know how you feel. Always wondering if there's something you could have done to keep them around longer. Now what makes a dame tick has always been a mystery to me. But I know it was the wrong thing to say when she stands and throws a few crumpled ones on the table. She flings a few four-letter words at me for good measure and walks out. I look at her milkshake, sweating on the table. I've never been much for dairy, but I've never been one to leave food that's been paid for behind either. I finish the milkshake and walk out. To my surprise, those legs haven't wandered far, and she hasn't either. She turns to look at me.
You're a buffoon. but I'm a desperate woman.
That's the only kind of woman that's ever been interested in me. There's a long, silent pause.
Shall we go back inside?
We make our way back to the same booth. The milkshake's been cleared, though I'm just beginning to feel the effects of it on my stomach. A family of four is seated where we were only minutes ago. No bother. I speak to the server to have them moved. We weren't done here. Just went out for a smoke, son.
There's plenty of open booths.
If there's plenty of open booths, they've got options. She says nothing. Dame's not used to being matched for wits. I can see it in the way her face turns red, and she looks away as the family slowly peels themselves off the vinyl and moves to the booth across from ours. She better buckle up. I'm a man full of surprises. We take a seat.
My name is...
Miss Legg starts by telling me her name. I store it away in a file in my brain. Might come in handy later. Then she slides a manila envelope across the table. I tell her, every case I've ever solved has started with an envelope. It's a lie. But I hope it's a comforting one. Truth is, most cases start with an envelope slid across a table. Not all of them get solved. I open the envelope and my stomach gurgles. God, I'd wish I had known I was going to stick around before I had that milkshake. I see my lactose pills in my mind's eye sitting on my nightstand next to a glass of tepid water. I chase the thought away. This is no time for gas. The envelope is full of exactly what I expected. Facts about the case. Why don't you tell me what I need to know? She nods curtly and orders another milkshake.
Chocolate peanut butter, please.
I goddamn love chocolate peanut butter. My stomach gurgles again, but there's a time and a place for that, and this certainly isn't it. Shoot me dead if I ever pass gas in front of a dame.
My husband was shot and killed 15 years ago in our house after I walked in on him having an affair with one of the women he worked with. He was a photographer and a teacher, and she was one of his students. He was shot with a gun that only had his and my fingerprints on it.
Seems like they had a pretty strong case against you.
The only problem is, I didn't do it.
Yes. That does complicate things. The milkshake is set down in front of her. She leans in to take a sip. God, my stomach.
You see, that night I got home from work at the same time I did every night, around 6 p.m. On this particular night, when I walked upstairs, I saw my husband lying on the bed, naked. Before I could go to him, a woman walked out of the bathroom, also naked. She looked at me surprised, said the words, "Oh, she's here." Then I felt myself get hit on the back of the head and was knocked unconscious. When I came to, my husband had been shot, I had the gun in my hand, and police sirens were outside.
What I wouldn't give for a goddamn Tums right now.
The only other suspect was the mistress, the other woman. She's the one that called the police on me, but they ruled her out. No fingerprints on the murder weapon.
And her accomplice?
Beg pardon?
You mentioned you were hit from behind. There must have been someone else in the room.
Oh yes, I suppose it's been so long that I'm starting to believe that I made all that up. They never found any evidence of a fourth person in the room. The official story is that I came home, saw my husband having an affair, and murdered him in a fit of passion.
It's certainly a cleaner story.
No one believes I had nothing to do with it.
I believe you.
You do?
I nod. Not because it's true. Truth is, I don't know. I've only just met her. But there's a pot in my belly that's about to boil over, and if I don't get to a bathroom soon, we'll both be in trouble. The words do the trick. Her face relaxes. Just one more question before I take the case.
Of course. What else do you need to know?
But it's too late. My stomach will no longer be ignored. Actually, never mind. I'll take it. Her face shows surprise. I told her she better buckle. God, this hurts so much. I'll be in touch. I incline my head and it's enough to make a small toot run for the exit, but I catch it just in time. Like I said, I'd rather be shot in the damn head. I say my goodbye and I begin a slow, painful walk to the back of the diner where I assume, where goddamn hope, the bathrooms are.
Wait.
I turn back, wincing. She takes her time, rummaging through her purse, and walks over to me. Miss Legs hands me her card. Her name is on it. Knew that'd come in handy later.
So I'll see you shortly.
Yes. And don't call me shortly. I turn and quickly cover the distance to the back of the diner. I spend a solid 40 minutes in the bathroom and walk out a new man. A new man. With a new case.
Private Detective Randy Randy was created by Wesley Lechner. Randy was played by Patrick Boylan. Miss Legs by Wesley Lechner. Bartender by Paul Manganello, and Miss Tressica Jones by Shannon Egan. Original music and sound mixing by Stephen Gizzi.